is it's time to flow in favor. And the word flow is the key, because that's exactly what it's going to take for us to really benefit from the favor that God has already predestined for us to walk in this year. And so he wants to get rid of any of the things that would try to come and nullify and cancel out the favor that God has intended for us, not just for this year, but I truly believe it's until the return of the Lord and then some, because we're going to go from glory to glory.
Amen.
But the Lord wants to teach us about flowing in the favor. And it stretches back to some old store. It's a really, really strong, as I said, reminder. It's going to edify. It's going to strengthen you. And it's going to release you from every effort that you have over, and maybe that you might be going through in your life. And the Lord wants that broken and destroyed. He wants all of your effort gone. And he wants to absolutely lavish you, bathe you, and bless you, and baptize you in the favor, in his strength. And so he told me today he will be breaking the bounds of the bound forefathers, the ways of old, the stress of yesterday. He wants that off of us early this year. He wants the way that we might have been walking things out, waiting for things to come through, waiting on manifestations, and he wants to shift that. He doesn't want any of that on our lives coming into 2023, because it is the acceptable year of the Lord for us. And he wants us in a place of where we're just flowing in him, flowing in his grace, flowing in his favor.
Amen.
It's a part of the peace package that he's establishing with us, and that he has established already for us. And so last week we learned that while we are favoring the Lord's righteous cause, that he in turn would turn and favor us. Favoring his righteous cause simply means that we allow his righteousness to have preeminence in and through our lives. So we will become the ambassadors that he called us to be. This is what he's doing in us early and establishing it now, giving us a rhema and revelation concerning who we are so we can walk it out. So this week we're going to seek a little bit deeper to stake this claim and allow it to become another staple on how we live and prosper in him. He's at work in us, perfecting his peace. That's without question. And he's manifesting through peace his prosperity and his favor. And so this week, we're going to go a little bit deeper in establishing this place, this flow of favor. And so God is, all of this is the definition of peace. He's brought us from peace. He joined us. He's brought us into prosperity. And through his prosperity, he's revealing that within prosperity, which is still a major part of peace, we're finding favor now. Favor and prosperity are flowing because of our connection in this covenant of peace. And so we've been doing our study on favor, obviously, and what it means, favor means here, move to favor by petition. It means bend or stoop in kindness. And the Lord told me, he said, I'm stooping in kindness toward you guys. I'm bending over so I can reach you. I'm coming to your level to bring you into my favor. If you can hear me, just say amen so I know you're here.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord said that I'm stooping in kindness. I'm coming to where you are so that I can bring you to where I am. And he is. He is. Every time he's sending this word, he's stooping in kindness. He's bringing us, he's bending toward us to bring us to where he really is. We learned a word a while ago, and it was in last week's message, the word poetical makar. He's causing us to be the same and to walk on the same level as favor that he walks in. He's giving us equality across the board. But today, what we're going to look at more so in the definition of favor, We're going to look at the first definition, move to favor by petition. He's moving us into favor by petition. The word petition means an appeal to. It's a request. He's asking us. He's beckoning us to come into it. He's calling on. He's entreating. One of the words is beg. There's literally the Lord begging for us to step into the life that he's already solidified for us. He's imploring us. He's beseeching. He's pleading with. He's making a plea to. He's also praying. He's our intercessor. He's applying to. He's soliciting us. He's pressing and urging. I love that. He's pressing us in to favor. Can you imagine that you have to be pressed into favor? We're being pressed into it. My goodness, I feel like the Lord, in a sense, is desperate to display the favor that has been intended for us. He's adjuring us, and he's presenting him one suit to. This is his suit. He's saying, this is what I died for. This is what I did everything for you for, is to bring you into my favor as a part of being in my peace. And it means to importune. So this is an appeal. Every time we're hearing the rhema, as we're going forward in this thing, every time rhema's coming forth, understand that God, through Christ, is appealing to you to come into his favor. He's appealing to you. He's begging you, because he was so desperate to show you who he is. He's so desperate to show us who he is and what he has already has in store for us. Because two words that ring out to me, it's finished. And it is finished, praise God. And he wants to show us that in 2023.
Amen.
So now, in understanding the flow, we're going to break down Galatians chapter 2, verses 18 through 21. So we can understand there's a flow that we have to get in. I was reminded also of the EAC, which we learned a long time ago. Although it's pronounced I do, the Lord, we were pronouncing it Edu. So it was Edu's anointed current. What Edu is God's revealing of what he wants to do and what he's doing. And so the Edu's of the Lord, I remember that the Lord had us in a position to where we were just flowing in what we would call Edu's, the EAC. Flowing in the anointed current of the Spirit, flowing in the anointed current of the Rhema word. And for some reason, we lose the flow. We get out of the current oftentimes. And so Galatians 2, 18 through 21 is going to help us to get back into the current of the favor of the Lord. And it's a flow. And it's the more you get in the way, the worse the flow is. You stop the flow of the favor that God has for us. So Galatians 2, 18 through 21 is going to straighten us out a bit today. It says in chapter 2, verse 18, it says, For if I build again, the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. Verse 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul then says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So now we look at verse 18, and verse 18 says, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Mm-hmm. You can go from 18 to 21 because it tells you the result of you trying to build again the things which you destroyed in terms of your own life and things that you turned away from for the sake of Christ. But if you begin to get your hands involved, This is what happens. You frustrate the grace or the favor of God. For righteousness, it doesn't come by the law. It comes by just way of Christ through the rhema word. So now what happens is when we get involved, we frustrate grace. And we all know what frustrate means. It means to nullify or to cancel out. And the word grace, the fourth definition is what we'll look at this morning. The fourth definition of grace is this. It means the benefits. It means thanks, but it means the benefits, services, favors, recompense, and reward. We're not just nullifying God's divine influence, but we're nullifying the reflection, the benefits, the services, the favors, the recompense, and the rewards. We're nullifying what God is trying to bring us into, and that's prosperity. We nullify this when we get involved of trying to keep rules and trying to keep regulations, trying to please God, trying to do things. We begin to nullify, or we begin to absolutely cancel out the benefits, hallelujah, the favors. My God, everybody I know in some way or another has been looking for the benefits and the recompense and the reward of God to come up in life, to come up in areas of living. And I know we all have, but it's funny because what we do is we get in the way of this, which we learned a long time ago. And trust me, we're going to go a lot deeper than this. But we actually have not just been nullifying the influence of God, but we've been nullifying the favors and recompense and the rewards. We've been canceling out prosperity. So this is, as I said, the fourth definition. We know to frustrate means to nullify or to cancel out. We actually not only cancel out God's divine influence, as I said, but we cancel out the reflection of it, and which are the benefits, recompense, and the rewards. It also means bounty, and it also means the token of proof. God has a token of proof that he wants to put to prove that you're under grace. He wants to show benefits and recompense and rewards. God wants to show prosperity is what he wants to show as a token of proof that you're under this grace.
Hallelujah.
So now, if we move in our own righteousness, in our own way, we nullify all of this. This is why, and this is such a blessing, this is why the Lord is bequeathing the acceptable year of the Lord on us in 2023. Acceptable means, now, this is the flow of it. He will sustain us.
Yes, Lord.
He is calling us unto himself and making us his own. This is grace unto us.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This year, he will establish a flow of that in us. We're going to see this, that, my goodness, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. I have realized, man, but when I'm up against something or something it isn't right with God, I recognize my own efforts to try to get back into a place of pleasing him. And I really, man, my God, I woke up again in this word. I realized so much that in my effort to please him, I'm actually being pushed further away from him. I'm being pushed out of the flow of who he is to me. Because I'm so worried about trying to get back on course and back into his good grace. I'm trying to get there, but that's not the way it works. Only thing I'm doing is nullifying it. The very thing that was sent to save me and to bring me toward him and closer to him, I'm pushing it further away. Gets even deeper than that. Remember, he's making us his own.
Yes,
Paul said, if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself, watch this, as I'm trying to move in effort to please God, I'm making myself, Paul said, I then make myself a transgressor. This is why grace and favor wasn't operating on the level that it should have been prior to this year. Because my goodness, so often we get caught in the tangled web of trying to please God and trying to do everything that's right with God. And my God, you get caught further and further in the situations of the things in which you're trying to come out. You're giving them a stronger hold on your life because you're not flowing in his favor. You're not flowing in the grace. There's a flow that we have to enter into. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right, so now let the Lord told me, he said, I'm telling you, today he's going to break the bonds of the bound forefathers. This is an area that our forefathers, that our fathers prior to us lived in self-effort, lived in. If I give you the testimony of my own father, you would understand exactly what I mean of trying to build and trying to create, trying to become wealthy and successful without God. All self-effort, but yet and still pushing him further and further away from the very thing he desired to be. The very thing he aspired to be, because he wasn't flowing in grace. And those habits, man, they get into our DNA and they try to hold fast. But this year is the acceptable year, the year that God will call us unto himself. Because we've been sticking in this rhema word. This is the year that God is going to show forth strength and power, might on our behalf to get us into the place of a flow of absolute favor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let me show you the flow in plain words. We're going to read again of Galatians 2, but we'll pick up at 17 and we'll read down to verse 21 again in the Message Bible. Just listen now. Listen. Open your ears here and listen. Have some of you noticed that we are not yet perfect? No great surprise, right? And are you ready to make the accusation that since people like me who go through Christ in order to get things right with God aren't perfectly virtuous? We're not perfectly virtuous. Christ must therefore be an accessory to sin. The accusation is frivolous. If I was trying to be good, I would be rebuilding the same old barn that I tore down. Mm-hmm. I would be acting as a pretender. What actually took place is this. I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God, and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be God's man.
Hallelujah.
Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. That's the flow. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. I identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. And I am no longer driven to impress God. That was huge right there.
Amen.
The note here, I stop in the middle of it and we'll get back to what he's saying in just a moment. But the note in between that is so often when we get caught in a bind or in situations that we can't break out of, we too become driven to please and impress God. This disconnects us, my goodness, from the place of peace and being truly joined to him. When we're trying to strive to stay joined, we're actually disconnecting from the joining. When we're trying to please him and not allowing the flow of Christ to do it in us and through us, we're disconnecting. We're getting further and further away. We need to learn through Christ to flow with Christ. Stop trying to change what only Christ himself can and
Amen.
Will change.
Amen, God.
This is an area that the Lord said every so often, I've got to give you guys a work over in this area to keep you flowing in my favor, to keep you flowing in my grace. Sometimes we do get caught in this cycle, in this web, man, of trying to do it, and we just can't seem to break free from the very things that we're trying to break free from to please God, because we're not flowing in his favor. We're not flowing, which is mercy and pity toward us. We're not flowing in the rhema word and allowing it to be our strength, it to be our deliverance. So hearing this particular word, listen, is Christ bearing us up? Hearing what I'm saying to you right now, This is Christ bearing you up right now. This is Christ calling you unto himself that he might sustain you. Just hearing this word on how to flow in grace, how to flow in favor.
Hallelujah.
This is him bearing you up.
Bless you, Lord.
This is what he said he was going to do for 2023. Bless. Hearing this particular word is him calling you unto himself, trying to get you from being in position to where you're relying upon yourself. This is him sustaining you back into a flow of his grace and his power. So this is in every rhema word hereafter. Listen now, this in every rhema word hereafter is the manifest acceptable year of the Lord. Yeah, the writer goes on to then say, Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, hallelujah. I love what he says right here. I am not going to go back on that. So often, man, we go back, we lose the flow. So often we go back and we forget about Jesus being Savior and Lord. We forget about he's the one delivering. We forget about it. The writer here, Paul says here, he said, listen here, the life you see me living is not mine, but is lived by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He gave himself for me. I am not going back on that. I'm staying in the flow of favor. I'm not getting back into myself of trying to please God, trying to be a rule keeper, trying to deliver myself, trying to prosper, trying to do this and do that. No, no, no. I'm not going back on that. The curse of the bound forefathers was that right there, trying to do all they could do.
Yes, amen.
There's so many times that I can say I've tried personally so hard to succeed at a thing. In doing so, I've looked back and I've gone back. The prayers always state never looking back and never going back. But we don't understand how far back we've gone sometimes when we're in this place of losing the flow of God's favor, losing the flow of God's influence. We've essentially gone back. The writer said, I am not going back on that. And I'm tired, I'm telling you, you know, I thank God for his word because it breaks you free from this and it gets you back into a flow where real power can be made manifest. Real deliverance can come. Hallelujah. In doing so, I've looked back. I too have gone back. I have.
Oh,
I realized and do realize again, I was nullifying grace. In doing so, life got really hard, and life gets really hard when we do this. When we do this, and it usually stems from a place. Remember, we learned that to favor his righteous cause is to favor his righteousness. And when sometimes when we're trying to track righteousness and trying to get it for ourselves and walk in it of ourselves, we lose that. And so what happens here is now we're no longer favoring his righteous cause. We've been disconnected from the righteous cause of God because we're so busy trying to track it down. That's not the way it works. Righteousness does not come by the law. Righteousness does not come by self-effort. It comes by Christ through his rhema word.
Amen.
So now we nullify the first dimension here, we nullify the true righteousness of God because we become transgressors because we're trying to rebuild something. We're trying to put it together. We're trying to hold it together. And we're actually, what we're causing it to do is to implode. So the writer says he's not going back to that lifestyle on trying to live righteously before God on his own. We need to let Christ be Christ in us in 2023. Let the power of his rhema set us free.
Hallelujah.
And deliver and favor us the way he intended it to.
Amen, God.
We can't afford to break the flow. And we won't break the flow because he's brought us in. to the acceptable year. But we have to let go. We have to let go. We have to free fall in this right here. We've got to be these people that can just free fall into the spirit realm and believe God, trust God, believe Christ, believe this rhema. Let it do. Let it be the expiating force that it's supposed to be. Just free flow in it and let it do all of the work. Let it do all. In fact, it's already done all of the work. It is finished already. And we need to free flow in that fact. And be free. And not grab the reins of this at all.
Hallelujah.
The writer goes on to say again, it is not clear to you that to go back to that old rule-keeping, peer-pleasing religion would be an abandonment of everything personal and free in my relationship with God. I'm going to read that again to you. It is not clear to you that to go back to that old rule-keeping, peer-pleasing religion would be an abandonment of every personal and free, and free, everything personal and free in my relationship with God. I refuse to do that, to repudiate God's grace. If a living relationship with God could come by rule-keeping, then Christ died unnecessarily. I look at the word repudiate, and I realize we don't just nullify his favor. We don't just nullify his grace, as it says in the King James Version. It's a lot worse than that. When the writer brings out repudiate means you're actually rejecting it. Look at this next definition. It means you're renouncing. You remember when the day you renounced Satan? Well, you're renouncing the favor, the grace of God.
Oh, wow.
You're abandoning it. You're forswearing it. You're giving it up. In essence, it means you're turning your back on it. It also means this. It means you have nothing more to do with it. You have nothing more to do with it. Because we go back to those places of self-effort. We go back to those places and we lose it. We lose the flow. But once again, the Lord said, I'm telling you all of this because it is the acceptable year. And I'm going to align you now, get you straight now, and put you in a flow, put you back in the EAC, the flow of my favor, the flow of my grace, where you can let the rhema word just be all it is supposed to be. It's finished already. It doesn't need any extra help from you or from me. It needs nothing. It's got all of the components that you need to walk in salvation and absolute success.
Amen, amen.
It doesn't need anything from you. It needs nothing from me. Just let the word, oh glory, hear it now. Let the word be the word. Let the word set you free. Let it be the hammer that breaks every rock into pieces. Let it be what it has to be. Don't you put anything into it. Is it not clear to you that to go back to the old rule-keeping, peer-pleasing religion would be an abandonment of everything personal and free in my relationship with God? That's what the writer said. That's what the writer said. Oh, Jesus, I bless you. He said, lift your hands to him for a minute. Just lift your hands to him for a moment here. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. He told me to write this note to you. He said, you see, it's not favor that leaves you. It's you that leaves favor. We turn our backs on it sometimes. We reject it. We give up on it and we abandon it. Remember, the Father is forever placated and in a perfect peace and in perfect peace concerning you and me. We really need to stay in a place of total reliance upon Christ for salvation, which is absolutely perfect and authentic faith. And then it will authenticate our peace with God. Don't ever lose your reliance upon Christ. I don't care how bad your circumstance is, because once you do, what you're doing is you're turning your back on his favor. You're turning your back on his grace. You're renouncing it. Don't ever lose your reliance. And I don't care how much pressure the devil or the world or situations are bringing to you, don't ever lose your reliance upon Christ. Don't turn your back on his favor. Because this is the year where free favor, the free favors of God will profusely abound in and on our lives. But stay in the flow, stay in the absolute flow of it. How do I do that? It's just reliance upon Christ for salvation. That's how you flow with this. Ah, yes, Lord. Here's an old story, taking no thought. The perfect flow of God's favor. And I go over to Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. And I'm coming to a close here. But it'll be a minute for me, though. In Matthew 6, 24 through 34, just again, put your ear to this. It says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. This is the flow of it right here. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor they gather into barns. I love this. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Or why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, and I love this. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. There's your connect right there. And his righteousness, favoring his righteousness. Oh, if I seek his righteousness. I didn't say seek to be right, to make myself right with him. No, no, I seek his righteousness. How do I do that? By staying in the flow of this rhema word. I stay in the conversation of this rhema word. I'm seeking his righteousness. I'm not seeking to be right with. I'm seeking just his righteousness, which he imputes unto me. And David described the blessedness of the man that's imputed unto righteousness without works. So I'm not trying to work for it. I'm just looking for it coming through his word. And all these things, oh my goodness, favor for favor, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why? Because I'm in the flow. Everything's just being added. I'm not looking for anything. It's just coming to me. He's favoring me. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. He says, take no thoughts. Listen to the definition of thought in the Greek. It means to be anxious about, to be troubled with cares. To look out for a thing. My God, how often do we look for the things in which we need of? How often are we putting out, now probing all over our atmosphere, all over the gazing through our lives and who's connected to our lives for the things in which we think we need? Man, and it also means to seek or to promote one's interest. These are the things he's saying don't do. Caring, oh my goodness, or providing for. See, when you're connected, he's the father of fathers. And as fathers, sometimes we feel as though, trust me, I go through this majorly. I always think I have to provide for. But when I do that, I'm actually taking thought and I'm losing the flow of favor. I'm losing the flow of his grace. When I become anxious about anything, when I'm troubled with any cares, when I look out for a thing, when I seek to promote my own interests, I remember that from old story. When I'm seeking to do better, my God, he's saying, don't even do that. Why? Because you're disconnecting the flow. Paul said it. He said, these are the areas that I become a transgressor in. When I try to build, when I try to do it, I become a transgressor. Yeah. I'm not flowing in his righteousness as a transgressor. So if I'm not flowing in his righteousness as a transgressor, I'm not favoring his righteous cause either. Therefore, I don't see favor for favor. I can't seek to promote my own interest. I can't seek this. No, I take no thought about these things. I allow him to plant in me the strategies for my life. I allow the word of God to promote. I allow the word of God to quicken and to open my eyes. Ah, yes, I hear it now. Yeah. What happens is propitiation becomes my vision. Now persuasion wakes up and becomes my force. I'm moving in the flow of this thing. Amen. So these are the thoughts that stop the flow of favor.
Amen, Lord.
These are the thoughts that cause us to become transgressors and rebuilders of the laws of self-effort itself.
Thank you, Lord.
These are the thoughts that stop the flow of his righteousness and ultimately block favor. I love this. Look at how, man, I've read this so many times, but man, this really blessed me here. Look at the birds of the air. According to what Jesus said, they don't sow, neither do they reap. They live the life that I desire to live as a child is what they do. They don't sow, neither do they reap. They don't save up for rainy days. It says they don't put up for anything. They don't save up for rainy days to come. They don't put things in barns. They're not trying to say, okay, let me put this aside so I can move forward in that. They don't move like that. These guys are in the flow of the EAC, essentially. They don't save up for rainy days, yet they're fed and provided for in every way. Why? Because our Heavenly Father feeds them. They're ignorantly, and we need to become ignorant. They're ignorantly flowing in God's favor.
Amen.
They just get up every day and fly. They know food will show up somewhere. They know shelter will be there when it rains. They know it because he's already provided for them with trees and all kinds of things, seeds and worms. They're already provided for. And they ignorantly every day get up and just flow in the favor of God. That's exactly what he's saying for us to do. Get in the river of my EAC. Get in the current of my favor. Just stay in the study of my word and watch me bring everything to you. So we need to take a page out of the bird's book. They know provisions are going to be there daily. Look at the lilies. The lilies aren't chasing the bag. They're not chasing the bag. They're not chasing the bag at all. But yet the wealthiest man in history wasn't arrayed like one of them. Why? Because your father clothed the lilies. Solomon couldn't find a fabric on earth or jewels or diamonds or anything else he put on himself and ever compare to how the lilies looked. Why? Because God himself clothed the lilies. So Solomon, with all his splendor, all his money, all of his resources, couldn't put an outfit together that looked like one of them. Think about that. Because the lilies were ignorantly being clothed by God. They weren't trying to do anything. They stayed in the flow of his favor. They stayed in his word. They were created to be thus, and they were. So they flowed in God's favor. Stay in the study, everyone, is all we have to do. You're going to flow in God's favor. You're going to flow in it. 2023. You're going to flow in it. Don't get in the way. Don't take thoughts. In fact, I take a moment right now and renounce any thoughts you might have about how you're going to do what you think you need to do. Renounce the very thought itself and get back in the flow. Get in the flow of God's favor. Just go ahead and free fall right into the flow of his favor. Ah, yeah, there's a release right there. No anxiety, no fear. No. He's got you. You're in the flow of his favor. Stay here. Don't move. Enjoy it. Lay back. The river will take you. The current will take you. You won't even have to do a backstroke. You won't have to do any forward swimming. Just lay back and flow. In fact, the word mammon, he says, you can't serve God and mammon. The word mammon is wealth. And in the favor of the Lord, we're learning that he's releasing wealth unto us. Well, listen to this. You can't serve God and mammon. So the Lord told me to tell you this, and I'm closing. When we worry about mammon, we stop the flow of mammon. Just flow in his favor. It's already finished. It's already finished. You've got it. It's there for you. Provisions are there. Job security's there. Promotion comes from the Lord. It's there. Just flow in it. Just flow in it. Recognize it and enter into the place that God ordained for us to be, and that's just thanksgiving. Thanking him daily for the favor. Thanking him daily for his prosperity. By flowing, just flowing in the rhema word and just laying back and just, oh, relaxing yourself, staying in a position of being absolutely relaxed. No stress, no strain, no nothing. Take no thought. Take no thought. How do I do that in an authentic manner? I stay in the study of God's word. I don't move out of the study of God's word. Flowing in favor. Flowing in it. Oh, I feel the anointing on the line right now. I feel the anointing. I feel people being broken free from the turmoil and coming into, I really feel that you're coming into, that you're entering in the doorway of the acceptable year of the Lord. I feel it. I feel it happening right now for you on this line, that you're entering in the acceptable year where the free favors of God are going to profusely abound in and on your life. How awesome is this? He said, today I will break the bonds of the bound forefathers. I'm going to break them. And these shackles are being broken. They've been broken right now. This anxiety, these fears, yeah, they're being broken because the acceptable year of the Lord is open unto you. This word is a word being sent to you right now to bear you up, to bring you unto himself, and to sustain you here. Let the flow of favor begin for you right this very moment. In fact, it has, because you're hearing the rhema word. That's favor. God, I bless you. God, I bless you. God, I bless you for this. I bless you for your anointing. I bless you, Lord God, for lifting any manner of stress. I give you glory, Lord God, that thoughts have been aligned. They've been aligned in you. Because of that, it's favoring your righteous cause, so it will be favor for us. I'm elated at what you're doing, Master. Thank you for stooping down to us today. Thank you for bending over to reach us today through your word. Thank you so much, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We give you praise. Thank you so much. Oh, there's a wind of God's restoration that's blowing. There's a wind of God's strength. There's a divine aligning wind that has blown. Yes, and we give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise. Shatter. Shatter our enemies. Shatter the oppressiveness. Shatter everything that he tries to do to distract us.
Yes, Lord.
Blowing in your favor.
Yes, God.
Shatter it now, Master. Shatter it now, Jesus. Help us to lift our hands in the posture of man, just receiving your favor. From the posture of man, we lift our hands and we receive, Lord. We receive, Lord Jesus, your favor. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much for it. I thank you. There are things being removed from off of your shoulders, the staff of his shoulder. The manifestation of its destruction is happening for you right now. His mode of life, the enemy's mode of life, the hard taskmaster that he tried to be, is being broken. You're coming into the place where, yeah, it's an abounding wind. It's a thermal breeze that has come to lift you up and out, to break away, to break you away from it, and to get you into the flow of God's favor, his prosperity. The wind blew for you today. Oh, glory be to God.
Thank you.
It blew for you.
Thank you.
And it blew for me too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We got some comments in here, I believe. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. D. Hall said, this is such a great truth. My God, hallelujah. Powerful. Curtis, Minister Kurt says, amen. Stop the self-effort. D. Hall says, again, so good, so good. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Elder Donna says, thank you, Lord, for your sustaining power. Lance says, amen, with hands lifted high. Evangelist Nita says, amen, it's not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. That's right, that's right. That's right. D. Hall says, Colossians. D. Harley, is that D. Harley or D. Hall? It says Colossians 2 and 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord. So walk ye in him, amen. How did we receive him? Grace. And grace came by the rhema word. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
My God, oh my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, thank you. Wow. Wow. That's right. I tell you, man, the winds of chaos have stopped blowing. They've stopped blowing. There is such a calm. There's such a calm. And we are blessed. We are so blessed of the Lord. We are so blessed of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
My goodness. Yeah, that's D. Hall that was saying that.
It's me, Apostle.
That is you. It says Hall. I thought it would say Harl. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Lift your hands, everybody, one last time. And just give the Lord a moment, a moment of thanksgiving for his grace, his favor.
Thank you,
Just a moment. Remember, the favor starts with the word that we hear. And he said to tell you, if you're hearing my word, then all of my favor is at your disposal. If you had an ear to hear, then the rest of my favor is right there with it. I won't deliver your mind without delivering everything else with it. Even as your soul has prospered, I'm right here to favor every cause, every need, everything that you need. I'm here right now. Your hearing ear is a token of proof that my grace is right here with you. My favor's right here with you. It's a token of proof. You're feeling my expiating power. If you're feeling the propitiating force,
thank you, God.
Let that be a sign to you to know that all of my favor is right here for you.
And
there's not a weapon formed against you that will prosper.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's nothing that's going to hold you down.
Hallelujah.
I'm bringing you up to where I am. I'm sustaining you. I'm giving you endurance. Yeah. Because I bent down in kindness toward you today by my word. I just see God bending down, his great God bending down to us individually with kindness, coming to where we are. David knew he bent down. He said, if I'm in hell, he said, you're right here with me. If I made my bed in hell, you are right here. That's grace.
Yes, it is.
You got yourself in some hellish situations. He's right there with you. That's grace. That's faith. Ooh, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much, Master. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Amen, family.